Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Alex Jones Show. I am your host this evening, Chase Geiser. But just in 5 minutes from this very moment, we are going to hear an outstanding interview between Dr. Drew and Alex Jones. It's going to play for about an hour, then we're going to cover the news, groundbreaking news, for a couple of hours, and then a final hour of the broadcast tonight between 7 p.m. Central Time and 8 p.m. Central Time. We will be taking your calls, so please keep your phones nearby. Apparently, a third Trump assassination attempt was thwarted when armed man arrested outside Coachella rally, sheriff says. This was a story that broke on the New York Post. Drew Hernandez did a great job of breaking this on Twitter as well, which is where it first came to our attention. Now, the only thing that bothers me about this headline, of course, is that I think this was actually the fourth attempt, at least the fourth attempt, because everyone seems to forget about what happened in Tucson with the rally where 20 people had to seek medical care sitting right behind Trump on stage for what appeared to be some sort of a chemical attack or a laser attack, basically blinding several of them, some of them severely, some of them even perhaps permanently. Trump fortunately was not affected, but it does seem like there was some sort of specific attempt to harm the president at the Tucson rally, which I think counted as the third. But now we have this fourth attempt, or what the officials are going to refer to as the third attempt, outside of Coachella. I'm told, based on some of the reports that I see, we're waiting for more details to come in, as the story, of course, just broke today, that this person had a high-capacity magazine, which, of course, would be illegal in the state of California. I lived in California for several years, unfortunately. It was a dark time in my life. And I specifically remember having to abandon my high-capacity magazines for my Glock 19, and get 10-round magazines, because that was the law at the time. I'm not sure if the law has changed or if the Supreme Court has successfully overturned that. There were cases that were going up to the Supreme Court when I lived there, and then you'd hear one thing one week and another thing another week. So I'm not sure what the law is today, but I will say that a high-capacity magazine is not something that one may come by very often in California, regardless of what the law is today, because of what the law has been for so many years up until this point. And it seems like between the Ryan Ralphs and the Thomas Crookses and the Lee Harvey Oswalds and others, and this gentleman right here, I assume gentleman, that there is an MKUltra psychological operation being conducted right before our eyes where the deep state hopes that they can trigger any number of random lunatics throughout the United States of America to behave in a reckless and violent way toward former President Donald Trump. Fortunately, his security has ramped up. He seems to be taking his security very seriously. He's doing things like podcast interviews. Of course, he's still doing his rallies, but it's amazing to see what's happening right now as the deep state becomes more and more increasingly desperate as it becomes more and more obvious that Donald Trump is winning this election in a landslide. I mean, we've gotten to a point where he's doing rallies in deep blue states because he's got the swing states in the bag. He's got all of the other states in the bag. Now he's just campaigning in the deep blue areas to try to win that popular vote so they can't argue that he didn't win the popular vote even when he wins the Electoral College. This is absolutely amazing to see. And we know that they're getting desperate because they tried so hard to keep Kamala Harris out of the media for months and months and months, and she was criticized. Her campaign was criticized as if they were trying to hide her. And of course, we understand why they were trying to hide her, because we saw the interview on CNN and how terrible that was, and then on The View and how terrible that was, and then on the Call Me Daddy and how terrible that was. She is abundantly awful when she does these interviews on the fly, embarrassingly so. The 60 Minutes thing was like the nail in the coffin. It's one of the worst interviews I've ever seen in my entire life. Adolf Hitler could have pulled that interview off better than Kamala Harris. Unbelievable. Right? But we see that it's a Hail Mary. Given that she is so bad and nothing else is working, the only thing they can possibly try is to put her in front of as many Americans as possible in these interviews. That's why she's doing all these appearances, despite how awful they are. This is a Hail Mary attempt to claw any support that she possibly can in the face of victory. Stay tuned for Alex Jones and Dr. Drew on the other side of this 1 minute break.
Thank you. The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
A lot of excitement today. We are joined by Alex Jones, of course, the host of InfoWars. We've got a lot to get into today. Amongst other things, I want to hear his story. Enough people focus on his history and how he's gotten to where he is now. And his career has spanned decades, and of course, notoriety for some of his views on topics and government overreach. And there's actually memes out there about Alex Jones is right, when he was thought to have been conspiratorial. Lo and behold, turned out to be right, which is so many of the things that we learn about today. Alex, welcome.
Thanks for having me. It was great to have you on my show.
It was great to be there. Listen, I want to start by talking about you, if you don't mind. I don't really see anybody interviewing you about your life, your career, your history. I'm sure they did at one time, but I don't see that very often anymore. And as a guy that spent 35 years on the radio myself, I'm intrigued by your radio career, how you got involved with that. Do you mind talking about these things?
I'm more than happy to.
So where'd you grow up? What kind of family did you grow up in? Who is Alex Jones? I'm trying to figure that part out. It's not that easy to figure out. So clue us in on that and then how you got involved in radio.
Sure. I mean, I've been incredibly demonized by the deep state, by the establishment, because I went to a lot of source documents about the permanent bureaucracy and some of the financial interests that would rather America and the world be a totalitarian centralized technocracy in their own words. And so I've been on air 30 years. I started out on Access TV in 1994. About a year later, I got a local call from a station that was flipping from rock music to talk on FM. We're doing a Saturday show. It got good ratings. They gave me a weeknight show. I found out how to syndicate it through a small syndicator a few years later. So I've been syndicated on radio for 27 years. At times, the show got extremely big, and then some of the things I said on air, taken out of context in the media, I would get kicked off a lot of stations. That happened after 9/11. Some of the things I said there, I was on over 200 radio stations, some of them huge then, and I went down to about 40 radio stations with my comments about that, and then built the show back up over the years. Always wanted to find new ways to reach people. I was one of the first people that was on Google Video and had some of the first document cam or webcams. At first you're showing an image every 30 seconds or so, so I can show news articles. Yeah. And also made documentary films starting in the late 90s, 97 or so, so I can actually show listeners what I was talking about.
Yeah. Back to what in 94, what motivated you to get into that search for the deep state? Cause I think, to say you were ahead of the curve would be an understatement. I think even the concept wasn't something that was being tossed around at the time. What was going on with you that you had some insight into this?
My dad had in high school got recruited into UT Plan 2 because he had some of the top test scores in the country, and so he got out of it before he ever got into the actual programs after he graduated. But he got recruited into the kind of scientific dictatorship system, so he knew a lot about it. And so he was doing stuff for DARPA when he was in high school, working in some of those programs. Mm. And then my mother's brother, my uncle I was real close to, he died 10 years ago. He had been a big helicopter ace and war hero in Vietnam and done clandestine stuff there. And he got recruited into pretty high-level management in Iran-Contra. And so I grew up around him here in Texas, telling me how things really worked. And you know, I was a sports guy and everything else, but I did get into reading really early. I've always been a voracious reader. So I got out of comic books when I was about 8 or 9 and started reading military encyclopedias and history books. And so I really got into history and read Marcus Aurelius's book and read, you know, Julius Caesar's writings and then, you know, got into Plato and got into Aristotle. And then I, you know, read Nietzsche's, a couple of his books. I read, Machiavelli by the time I was about 15. You know, I read some of the Pulitzer Prize winning books like Scherer's Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. Thought that was fascinating. Then I read a lot of other, you know, books about World War II. And so I guess because I had an interest in history, then I could see the parallels and also how I was grown up and just my family, being, you know, informed. And my dad's, you know, dad was really informed. His mom was informed. My mother's dad, was also, had been in World War II, a fighter pilot. And then he'd been an inventor, you know, growing up in Dallas, a successful inventor, growing up kind of in the German community in Dallas. There were a bunch of inventors. So I grew up around him and, you know, talking about how the world really worked. So I was just blessed that I was around a lot of people that were geopolitically aware. And I remember my dad ranting about Zbigniew Brzezinski when I was like 5 years old at the dinner table and, you know, their plans for world government. And so that's why I found that really interesting. And a lot was happening in 94, 95. And so I didn't even really try to be in the media. I wasn't thinking of that as a career. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I'm 50 now. I was, you know, like 20 years old when I first got on air, but I thought I'll go do Access Television. And then that was basically, what happened there. So it was a 30-year overnight success story. And then when Trump won or was about to win, the Democrats even admitted this, they, wanted to hurt Trump. So they said Alex Jones is Trump's brain, which really wasn't true. And literally thousands of news articles, hundreds of newscasts saying I was the ultimate devil trying to demonize Trump by extension. And then when Trump won, they ran 2 years of headlines that I was doing things to families from a mass shooting that I never did out of context to demonize me and then demonize Trump. And then they sued me and then they had default judgments and rigged court cases. And then later the FBI testified in the show trial in Connecticut that they actually created the whole thing, got me sued, did all that as an attempt to take me off air. And they've now admitted that, a group affiliated with the Project Veritas, you know, folks, they'd done work for Veritas, got footage, earlier this year. It was pretty bombshell, of a CIA guy that they were doing another investigation, into human trafficking and we're interviewing the CIA guy with hidden cameras. And he also admitted the whole plot to demonize me and take me off air and set the precedent with me and then ban everybody else. And so now in hindsight, we know how that was done with Democratic Party, PR firms and the whole setup. So I really don't even see it as being a victim. Because it was very interesting to have the deep state kind of put me in its jaws and was quite a learning process. But because the deep state and the establishment is so discredited, just like all the indictments and convictions of Trump by these show trials has made him more popular, it's now had the opposite effect and made me more popular. And so it's a very, very crazy and bizarre place to be historically. And I kind of jumped ahead from my origin story to just what, you know, the current story. Most of your viewers who may have heard of me but maybe never actually heard me, I want them to know they can look up everything I just said and they're actually admitting it. You know, that's what's crazy. Hillary Clinton has come out twice the last month and said, get rid of the First Amendment. John Kerry has said the First Amendment stands in the way and that they want to, you know, I mean, now the Facebook banned advertising on Instagram and Facebook under Meta of the Reagan movie. That's like a sweet family movie. Yeah. You know, absolutely just a, you know, very positive film, not even political. You know, left versus right. So now they even want to ban or restrict people seeing the Reagan movie. So that shows you where these totalitarians are going. Hillary just said last week, well, we're going to lose total control if we don't, you know, get control and start censoring people. So I was the first test case they now admit to try to set the precedent, be able to censor everybody else. So when a lot of people didn't stand up for me being censored, then it set the precedent for everybody else. And then Trump got banned and, you know, on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere else. And they even took down his videos on January 6th saying, be peaceful when you go to the Capitol. And then later when he said, don't go in, don't be violent, they even removed that so that it couldn't be shown that he was, you know, not guilty of what they claimed. So that's what's scary about censorship, is they don't just silence what you're saying. They can then lie about you and build a straw man and misrepresent who you are. So they basically steal your identity. So it's been very refreshing to have Elon Musk bring me back on X, despite all the attacks and demonization and boycotts. And now X is the most popular social media platform in the world, and it's dominating. And so the worm's turning, and humanity has a real hunger and quest for the right of not just to say what you want, but the right to hear what somebody else is saying. And so I'm just very blessed to be part of this major global discourse and have a lot of hope and faith for humanity.
Yeah, I've become a free speech absolutist, and thus you are here with me. And I noticed that the DOJ put something out today about what they want to do with Google and YouTube, which is essentially dismantle the whole thing, which I think will create an interesting reaction from a very powerful company. I can't imagine them doing that. But my question to you is, you mentioned Musk. What do you think about what Musk said about the people on one side of the aisle really needing to win so that the Epstein list is not released? Do you agree with that?
Yes. I actually first broke the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing about 18 years ago from my sources in Hollywood and in New York. And I've said the name Jeffrey Epstein even before some of the first cases came up, where he just literally was on house arrest, basically, and would just check himself in a few hours a day there in Florida to the jail. And I was told that basically they were using classic honeypots, but it's not enough to have a guy cheating on his wife like 60 years ago. Or then the new thing was, oh, the person's gay. And so in a lot of these elite circles, like Bohemian Grove and things, powerful people go there literally to be inducted into kind of the rite of passage so that they are in the club. Even Nixon talked about it. He didn't do it, but he said people basically go there, and the tapes are out there of Nixon, to be in that club. Then they think they can trust you. Well, it's not enough to be closeted gay now. That's not enough dirt on you. They want you to have sex with underage teenage girls and boys. And they've been very, very good at just keeping it to a few 16 and 17 year olds. But what we know about Epstein and now P. Diddy, and, you know, all of this, and of course, P. Diddy's connected to a lot of Epstein people, and then Robert Maxwell, Ghislaine Maxwell, she's convicted of this child trafficking, of course, and sex slavery and the rest of it. Her father was an MI6 / Mossad operative, that's admitted. He's buried with full national honors in the Mount of Olives outside Jerusalem, and he was running that famously, reportedly, in the U.K., and how they've got control of the U.K. government with pedophilia. And so Epstein is the most well-known person running one of these honeypot operations, but there's a lot of other organizations and groups that are doing it. In fact, my uncle on his deathbed 10 years ago told me in East Texas, the hospital, he's dying of pneumonia, and he got a really bad virus. He was a healthy guy, but it just looked like Popeye. He was in great shape, but it just killed him. And right before they put him on the ventilator, he'd already told me, you know, some of the stuff. He told my mom a lot more because she was there longer. But just that when, you know, he was doing all this stuff for Army Special Operations and the CIA in Central America and South America, building airfields and running communications, he was in charge of that they were shipping orphans out on the planes from Guatemala, little kids. And he didn't know what they were doing, but they wouldn't get specific. And he thought it was child trafficking. And so he quit and got out of it then. And that's when he, you know, and that was in the late 80s. And he did say that Reagan wasn't even aware of it because he was involved in communications and knew who was running it out of the White House. It was George Herbert Walker Bush, he told me. But you know, that was that point for him. So this has been going on for a long time. Remember, like 15 years ago, Russia banned orphans coming to the U.S., and Putin said they're some are in sex slavery. And so that sounds, to those of us that aren't into that, unbelievable. But we see the sexualization of children. The whole transgender thing is about, you know, sexualization of children and secret agreements in public schools where they don't tell the parents that they're convinced the kid to begin transitioning or believe they're transitioning, and they put secret files together, and they have NGOs that come in. So this whole attack on our children and their innocence that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is talking about is really massive and central. And so when Musk talks about that, you know, he told, as you know, Tucker, he said, no, I know most of the people in the deep state, and I'm telling you, because we already know some of their names from the flights, like Bill Gates, 30-something times, that this is the deep state. And then you get into who you know, basically was one of the biggest attendees there, there at Little St. John's Island. And of course, the Zorro Ranch and other groups, is the widow of Steve Jobs and best friends, you know, with Ghislaine Maxwell. So when you look at this power structure, it's just insane. And Bill Gates, we know, is into giving money to the top scientists. Now there's a control scientific thought. So, and he spends billions, you know, every few years on media. So when you see a big piece on him in the newspaper or online in the London Guardian or ABC News, a lot of times at the end, they'll say underwritten by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Now she's now left him and gotten out of the foundation. She said mainly because of the Jeffrey Epstein thing. So we're waiting for the next big shoe to drop, but clearly, they're using blackmail on scientists, of the sexual nature. And that's why I believe the evidence shows that that's why Gates is so connected to that. And again, it's not like they even trick most of these people. Just like in the mafia, you've got to kill a few people in the Italian mafia to make your bones in La Cosa Nostra or the family. And then the Mexican mafia and other mafias are, you know, Hell's Angels. You've got to commit some murders before you're really a made member because they can control you. They know that you'll do what you're told and they can destroy you anytime they want. Well, the rite of passage or the induction ceremony, into the, yeah, this globalist cabal is generally pedophilia.
I want to push back on the Bohemian Grove thing for a second, if you don't mind, because I've been practicing medicine here in Southern California for like 40 years. Is it 40 years? Jesus. And maybe 20 years ago, I had a lot of 80 and 90 year old patients who were former, part of the Reagan inner circle when he was governor of California. And they all used to go to Bohemian Grove. It was a very right-leaning thing where they would go and hear lectures and stuff and just sort of hang out and smoke cigars. I don't know if it's been captured. I don't have any recent information about it, but I just want you to file that in your thinking that I actually had direct contact with a number of these guys and they were not as you described them now. So it may be something different now. I don't know, but I want to circle.
That's fascinating. So I can come back to it if you want to say something else now, but I would love to agree with you right now. I want to be clear. Okay. I'm the first person to ever successfully sneak into Bohemian Grove and get the cremation care ritual on tape. I saw Danny Glover when I was in there. I saw one of my favorite actors, Clint Eastwood, when I was in there. There's 1,000 members, 1,000 guests. 95% of it is just getting, you know, having fun, listening to music and drinking in this beautiful old Redwood Grove there in Sonoma County on the Russian River. Richard Nixon, type it in, Richard Nixon on Bohemian Grove. His famous tapes are on that. And he said it's the most GD, you know, faggy thing you've ever seen. And then Helmut Schmidt wrote a book about it, mm-hmm, talked about it. And so what I'm saying is there is a group within that, and you can look up Bohemian Grove homosexuality, and it's been news articles written about if you want to get in the club of the club there, a bunch of that is going on. And, of course, Mark Twain founded it. It wasn't like that in the 1870s. And then William Howard Taft, who was Skull and Bones member and a president, the railroad got there. The Republicans took it over. It was more of a Skull and Bones spinoff for adults, kind of ultra Masonic. But I was specifically talking about, you know, used to it's you're cheating on your wife. We got dirt. And then it's okay. You did a, you know, kind of a gay ritual like they do at Skull and Bones. That's come out. And they do it in like a vat of horse manure. I mean, you know, that's even in The Good Shepherd was directed, produced, Robert De Niro with Matt Damon. And by the way, and they've said that's very accurate. And of course, Anthony Sutton was the head Senate archivist. He got the documents for Charlotte Iserby, whose dad was a member of it. So that's why we know all that. But absolutely, most people going to Bohemian Grove not in homosexual cults. Sorry, go ahead.
And I want to circle back. And you used a phrase about what you were exposed to growing up, how the world works. And then you also talked about your love of history. Given those two experiences, you know, you educated yourself about world events and the cycles of history, and you said something like this always happens or whatever. Well, I don't know what you meant quite by that. And how the world works. Help me understand what your theory is about our present moment within the grand historical sweep. Is this, you know, things history does maybe it doesn't exactly repeat itself, but it sort of echoes, you know, there. And to me, it feels like this kind of thing that's happening now happens every 80 or so years. It's different always. I noticed something yesterday when I was thinking about it, is that this kind of thing never happened before the printing press. And so technology clearly plays a role in how these things are executed and sort of brought to bear on a mass scale. And now we've never had such an efficient mass technology. How do you understand what's happening in the present moment?
Well, that's a great question. There's different ways to look at this, but there's, of course, the book that I read years ago, The Fourth Turning, that predicted what we're seeing now. And it's not just a regular 87-year cycle that we know is there. That's been accelerated by the Gutenberg press 500 years ago. It is a mega cycle, kind of a precursor, if you believe we'll ever actually hit it, to the singularity, whether we ever reach the actual singularity that Ray Kurzweil talks about in 2047, as he predicts, which a lot of the top technocrats and futurists believe, you know, is the case. You know, this post-human world, the future is non-human. You all know Harari, all of that. They believe we're about to transcend, but that most of us won't basically transcend in that. So they know a major change is coming, and the establishment wants to stay in power. And power groups, whether it's in ancient China or, you know, Europe or Mesoamerica, anywhere, always you see a civilization rise, and then it gets powerful, and then it becomes decadent, and then it declines and collapses. And that can happen in different ways. Of course, there's the saying that hard times make strong men make good times make weak men make bad times. And so if you read, you know, a lot of what the top thinkers think in the establishment, they talk about the end of history. And they want to have kind of a breakaway civilization of technocracy and elites that keep most of that secret from the public on their government and corporate reservations, kind of city states within city states. And then the nation state dissolves away into a kind of a global order that's controlled by three major power blocks and then separate sub blocks in that. And they kind of want the public distracted with video games.
Does history tell you that's a likely scenario? And does your understanding of the way the world works indicate to you that that's how it's going? It could also be going that way and not work out. You know what I mean? History could tell you, no, this won't happen. Well, how does history inform those perceptions you have?
Well, I totally agree with you. The way you said it, I've never heard that. History repeats somewhat. It's been said history rhymes, but I agree. History echoes.
Yeah.
And so let's be clear. I'm stating what the general thought in the different thought thinkers from different angles is, and of course you're informed, you already know that probably more than I do. But I totally agree with what you were just kind of hinting at. And the globalists now, their main mouthpieces, the Atlantic, the Financial Times of London, I mean, those are really kind of the establishment mouthpieces, the Club of Rome, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, they admit they're losing control, and their plan that they thought for this technocracy and this things to come, that kind of H.G. Wells is one of the progenitors of this neo-eugenics, neoliberal movement. He didn't just write science fiction. He wrote a lot of nonfiction, like The New World Order and Things to Come. They made an early movie out of it for the day. It was, you know, incredibly professional. And so now their plan is actually not working. They also said corporate world government would be administered to end war and to redistribute wealth, not through communism, but through kind of a crony capitalist system. But of course, we've seen a bigger vertical integration of wealth than we've ever seen in history. And these greedy groups basically pay no taxes. And so they have all this altruistic talk, but they even admit it's falling apart because they all just ran off with the money. And now they think things are falling apart so bad that it's even mainstream news. I broke this, you know, decades ago, but
most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood, the iodine, the trace minerals, the elements. The vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off, and again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
These top billionaires are all building huge bunkers in the middle of nowhere. You know, Zuckerberg's got his in Kauai, and they are all, you know, just waiting to run to the hills and all have these huge escape yachts that aren't just for entertaining. I knew from sources, I talked about this almost 18 years ago, I was with a big producer in Hollywood, and he went around and showed me the studios of James Cameron making a movie with him. They said, oh, Cameron probably won't make many more movies, which he really hasn't. He thinks the end of the world's coming. He's gone to New Zealand, and he was going to roll out all the hologram movie theaters and all this, but he just doesn't think it's going to matter. And then they told me later, I saw pieces of the news that, oh yeah, Cameron, has this fleet of ships, he says, looking for sunken ships, but really that's the tax write-off. So when everything collapses, he can escape to the ocean. Well, then now you see the headlines.
Right. I hear what you're saying. And so that's my question. I'm asking you actually to kind of predict the future, what your feeling about the future is. Cause I'm hearing you say that they think it's going to be a catastrophe, or they think they're going to be able to centralize and end war and distribute wealth, that kind of thing. So my question to you is one of those outcomes likely, in your opinion? Or are they just going to fail? It's just going to fail, and people are going to get back to taking care of their own families and their own communities and become hyper-localized, which is really the bromide for all this. What's your prediction?
Well, I don't think that the establishment, which act like they're all unified, and they'll agree on certain policies and power grabs, but they're actually fighting with each other, that they call themselves the Anglo-American establishment. And that's, notice when Putin talks about the West, he calls it that. And that's an old term, but that's what they call themselves, kind of the British Empire merged with America and the West, and then kind of the EU's in the middle. Mm-hmm. And then China's the other big power bloc, and then Russia junior to that. And you've got the Arab states and, you know, all the things that are happening. But absolutely, that really is the question. I believe we control our destiny. I'm seeing major signs everywhere of not just the globalist plan for world government failing, and then there being giant wars due to, you know, the issues that are there, and not just problems they've caused. We've got plenty of problems the globalists didn't cause and the technocrats didn't cause, versus people like Elon Musk coming in admitting, you know, at the World Government Summit last year, put on by the WEF, he said, we want firewalls. We want, bulkheads and ships. We don't want a one-world government with centralized stuff. That always creates a nightmare. We want decentralization and then good ideas.
Yeah.
Globally, but also locally, that people then adopt.
Is that going to win?
Working.
Is that going to happen? What's your prediction? I want you to put a bet down. I want a bet.
I would give us about a 60% chance that we're able to stabilize the planet and be honest and release all these advanced technologies and things that the globalists see as disruptive, and really not try to dumb people down and not try to have a destabilized population that's easy to control. I believe we can turn the ship around, so there's going to be some major crises, some serious wars. Okay. But I'd say about a 60% chance we don't kill each other in a bioweapon war or a nuclear war. And there's not going to be some utopia that I'm predicting, like, you know, the left or the globalists do. That's all a lie. But definitely a better course and way more positive, amazing times. If people just get informed about issues and demand their rights and also work hard and get excited about innovation and excited about the future, yes. I see a golden age, quite frankly.
Well, it's funny. I've heard that from various sources. And theoretically, your fourth turning, the book you described, that's kind of what they suggest, is that the generation that comes into the fourth turning is a heroic generation and will cause or do, I don't see the road out myself, but I do know that the enemy is over centralization, and that, you know, taking care of your own family, your own neighborhood, your own community has always been the answer. That's how humans have evolved.
And notice everything the WEF does is just a mouthpiece to the biggest Fortune 100, is you can't have your own organic farm. It's bad. Eating meat's bad. Having a car is bad. Going anywhere is bad. You're bad. Let us take your life under our control. Your life force, your instincts bad. Don't have children. They just want us to give up and turn history over to them and just let them be captains of the ship, to the point we don't even realize that we're on a ship or there are captains. They just want us out of the way. Definitely that power structure is imploding and failing. So yes, we've got a lot of work to do, and we're going to need the heroic generation led by people like Elon Musk and others, if we are not going to destroy ourselves. So I have four children. I don't want to believe we're going to destroy ourselves. You know, it's always darkest before the dawn. And so I'm an eternal optimist. And again, when Trump got elected, because most people aren't public figures, and that's great. I'm not, but most people aren't Dr. Drew or Alex Jones or somebody like that that's well known. I would get 95% love over the years, but wasn't super famous. People knew who I was, but I would shake hands at the grocery store when I'd walk the dog, when I'd go to church, you know, anywhere. I ran into a lot of people that liked the show or see my work. When Trump got in, it went from, you know, 99% love, because people don't like you, aren't going to say anything usually, to, you know, 90% love, 10% being yelled at on the street, yelled at in restaurants, yelled at in grocery stores, yelled at the mall, yelled at the doctor's office. And then when they started indicting Trump and people saw how bad Biden was, I get yelled at every 6 months now, in public or something. And even people that shake their heads at me and go, you know, actually you're right. You know, I was wrong about you. And it's not about me. It's just that I'm seen as a bellwether that the system said is the most evil person since Satan, and, you know, since Adolf Hitler. And the system's so discredited that their attack on me is the endorsement I could never do. And so that to me is emblematic of how big the,
You just made me think, I'm so committed to free speech. If you were Satan, I would still talk to you. I'm still, if that's the case,
I would be more interested.
I'd love to. I'm even more interested.
right?
Then I would love to interview Satan.
Sure. Right, me too. But two things, and then Caleb, you're going to come in here because my technical director is a big Alex Jones fan, and he had a couple questions. I want to give him a chance. But two comments on what you just said before we do. It was either Peter Thiel or Mark Dandreessen said, be careful with the darkest before the dawn, because another way to look at it is it's darkest before it's pitch black. so be careful. It can get a lot worse before it gets better.
Oh, no, I agree. I don't think we've hit bottom yet. I agree. Go ahead.
Okay, fair enough. I'll quote you on that. And as far as captains, you know, these centralizing captains, how much of a student of history do you have to be to understand how bad that turns out? Every time, you name it, it ends badly. You name it, any historical sweep, and when there's a centralization of anything, it ends badly. So I just want to point that out again. But Caleb, you have some questions for Alex, I assume.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I grew up in Austin, Texas, actually, so I remember listening to you on my dad's radio decades and decades ago, and you probably remember this as well. Back then, all of us were just like the crazy anti-vaxxer, homeschooler, farm prepper people, like the real outcasts of society. But now you fast forward to the day.
That was Caleb. He's describing himself.
That was back then. But I mean, a lot of us, like, you show up at these events and it's like kind of the same type of people. But that was 20, 30 years ago, the outcast. But now you fast forward to today and all of a sudden, like, Alex Jones, that's a household name. Everybody knows who Alex Jones is. And now you have Dr. Drew talking about this rational revolution stuff. So it's not my mother's fringe group anymore. But then with that, what's happening now is
Caleb, hold on. You bring up something interesting, which I'll let you finish your question, but I hope Alex can also point out, which is I worry about people becoming paranoid or conspiratorial and detaching from reality. I really worry about that. I also worry about the delusionality and aggression on the left. Because I'm so moderate, I sit in the middle and see the excesses on both sides. But finish your, we'll let him contextualize your question in that with that. Go ahead, finish.
Actually, what I'm talking about is something that goes even further than that. It's a step beyond deeper into this anxiety spiral where it's the movement that's inside of our movement that's now saying, wait a second, something is so suspicious. Why are the powers that be that have all the power in the world allowing people like Alex Jones or Dr. Drew to speak freely about globalism and the NSA and Big Pharma unless they're controlled opposition? That's the new term. So how do you respond to, like, the allies that should be your allies who suddenly think that you're the enemy just because people are finally listening to you after all these years?
It's a great question, because that is all about the paranoia I was talking about. So let's let Alex answer that.
Absolutely. And by the way, I told you guys I had to go in 45 minutes because I have to sign a document because my bankruptcy's ending in the next few days. But I've got time. I can do another 20 minutes or whatever you want. Or if you want to kick me out of here in five, I can stay. But this is a really important question. I'm glad you asked it, the best I've heard. And I could literally talk for 10 hours about this, but let me try to boil this down for people. I know 100% that I'm a real person, organic, self-trained. I really care about people. I care about my children. If you care about your children, you care about the world they're going to grow up in. You don't have the sociopathic idea that you get ahead by hurting people. It's the opposite. So that said, let me answer the question this way. Elon Musk's brother got really sick from the COVID shot. Elon Musk's son, he sent him to an elite school, as his girlfriend said, and then they basically took him away from him. And in his views, he's dead. You know, I mean, they're chemically castrating him. So they messed with him, even though he was one of the rich people in the world. Elon Musk, you judge a tree by its fruits, as Christ said, is devastating the current power structure. Now, you can say he sees them going down and he wants to position himself in the future. Okay, fine. The point is that all the top talk show hosts, you know, whether it's Tucker Carlson or Joe Rogan or Dr. Drew or you know, you name it. I mean, I could name hundreds of really big people. All the top shows are anti-globalist, pro-human, decentralization, because we're sane and don't want to destroy the world and don't want to centralize tyranny and don't want a universal credit score and don't want our medical freedom taken away. And so there's a strong life force to be free and be successful. So that's the pull. But you're right. People get red-pilled and then they go out there and there's a lot of stuff. Just because there's extreme lying by Kamala Harris denying she's against fracking or wants to take your guns or, you know, just next level lying. Then there's other extreme stuff where people think the world's flat, and that birds aren't real and all of that crazy crap because they just don't even know what to do. Right. They weren't informed enough in their life or enough experience to be able to gauge what's happening. So they have their own psychosis, in my view. And so that's, but at the end of the day, that can get unhealthy, but it's less unhealthy than believing everything you're told. And I think that's a process. So you have red pill, you have black pill that thinks everything's doomed. And then, so you've got people that are awake and trying to learn that are red pill. You've got black pill that think everything's screwed, everybody's bad but them. And then you've got the white pill that think everything's, you know, fine either with the establishment or you think it's all going to turn out okay. I'm not red pill, black pill, or white pill. I invented a term called just recently, green pill. And by that, I know we go through processes, birth, you know, growth, development, peaking, declining, dying in civilizations, in people, in life, in the universe, in stars, in galaxies, in everything. And so it's no more about knowing the processes.
Right.
It's not like I know how the world works. I can see the processes in history and laws and tendencies and how the ripples in the pond from the pebble and the Hegelian right. dialect and how these systems work and how the establishment thinks trying to get full control. They're not omnipresent. All the propaganda and censorship would not be necessary. It's been said a million times. Right. If we didn't have power. So people need to have faith in humanity. We go through these cycles. There's not just evil, not just corruption, not just ignorance, not just selfishness. And right. most of it's not organized evil. It's lazy people just doing whatever's easy and going with the flow and stagnation. And so to people out there, it makes them feel more superior to claim right. I'm loyal opposition to God knows what, fine. But I have the establishment literally trying to destroy me, the Justice Department right. in the news, calling for me to be shut down. And so I am a maverick and I am a person that believes in humanity. And it doesn't mean I'm perfect. I made plenty of mistakes, but the difference is I know that I know nothing. You know, these people that think they know everything know absolutely nothing.
Right, right. And I mean, that's the biggest sign for me is like you just said a minute ago, you have to leave our show soon to go sign some bankruptcy documents. Like if you were a CIA asset, that would have gone away a long time ago. And I know Drew isn't controlled opposition because I'd be getting those sweet little CIA commission checks. Like I'd have a lot more stuff. I'd get commissions on that. So I know internally. I don't know how to prove it, but I know absolutely certain that he's not a CIA asset.
One of the things about delusions is they can't be reasoned with. So that's
why it drives me crazy is because it seems like it's such a defeatist attitude because like, if for me as someone who grew up in as an outcast because of my family was like this, I understand that I understand the suspicions because for so long we were exclusively outsiders. And it reminds me of there was a guy, I don't know if you're familiar with Hal Turner from back in 2008 where he was an FBI informant. Like this has happened before with people who are radio hosts that they get turned by the CIA or the FBI and they infiltrate the movements. I'm sure it's happening right now with some people.
And it's
in the
very
movement.
Easy. It's very easy to spot right. those people, like that Michigan militia that the FBI created, right. and to try to get to kidnap Whitmer. I mean, Hal Turner was stirring stuff up, and then right. trying to get crazies to organize things so the FBI would have a setup. Even like the New York Times back when it was half decent 20 years ago ran the headline: "The majority of terror plots are hatched and run by the FBI." I think that's the exact headline. I think they said like 97% of them. So this, it's like the latest guy that was trying to kill Trump for Iran, thought he was working for Iran. He was approached by the FBI. Right. When somebody's on the air 35 years like Dr. Drew and goes against the system, even though he has a top show and gets censored or fired for it, you know, that's the real person. They're trying to put Elon Musk in jail. All these governments are coming after him. They've tried to kill Trump twice. I mean, this is real. And so it doesn't mean Trump's perfect or I'm perfect, but Trump's a hospitality guy, golf courses, hotels. He right. wants prosperity. I mean, he went to Kim Jong-un and said, or Kim Jong, you know, Il's son and said, showed him a video of computer graphics of hotels and golf courses, and Kim Jong-un reportedly cried, but China, you know, basically controls North Korea, so he couldn't do it. He said, why have slaves? Why don't you have golf courses? Why don't you be a rock star? And that's what Trump wants is like Santa Claus to have right. fun and believe in humanity. And so you can judge him by what he does. You can right. judge me. I'm the same type of guy. I just want, you know, open, free, great society, you know, masculinity, femininity. If you want to be whatever, something, you want to say you're a dog, that's fine. Just don't try to teach my kid at school to crap in a cat box. You know, we don't want to be part of the mental illness, but you can go be mentally ill if you want. So I come from access television.
Okay, hold on.
I'm real.
So that's my question. That's what that leads to is, so as someone who's been in this and you've seen a lot of actual controlled opposition go in and out of this whole movement, what are some signs of actual controlled opposition agents that are infiltrating? Cause I can pick like two or three out right now that are pretty
clear.
Caleb,
I'm gonna kick you off. I gotta finish with Alex after that. So I'll let him answer your question. Because I know it's bothering you.
So but I'd be happy to have your producer on. We should have this discussion on my show and do 2 hours commercial free or simulcast. This is great.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Because I need to do more of this.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Caleb, simulcast. Yeah, there you go. We'll figure that out.
Absolutely. I would absolutely do it.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I've never done is infight. I've never tried to be territorial or like the gatekeeper, like the left, like I'm a fact checker and I say what's real and what's not. Most of these government plants and people reveal themselves, or they're not government plants, but they get in trouble. Then they flip to the other side. Look, I've had the Justice Department in the mediations, which I couldn't talk about until they said it openly outside of mediation. Then my lawyer said, no, go ahead and talk about it. They have federal prosecutors and people running these fake lawsuits against me. And they literally say they're in federal court and places with a judge in federal mediation and state mediation. Look, just we'll drop all this. We just have we want you to come out against the Second Amendment. And I say, okay, let me guess, there's more. They go, well, actually there is. Are you open? And I said, no, of course there's more. I wouldn't come out against the Second Amendment to be left alone. But I said, plus I know once I feed the pirate, once I feed the crocodile, it's always going to come back for more, like a social credit score. They're always going to raise the bar. And so I said, no, I know how this works. So that's, so I've literally had them say, we will drop all this before they had their show trials and after if you bend the knee. And they just can't believe. So, I mean, you talk about the deep state. I am saying these Democrat Party law firms run by Senator Blumenthal, the same ones that sue Trump and Giuliani and all of them, they spent $70 million. That's in court filings the last 7 years suing me and attacking me and lying about me, I've spent $15 million fighting them. Okay. And literally I break bombshells that are confirmed. I've said this on air. Notice they don't say it's not true. They don't respond back. They literally politically did all this. They, on the courthouse steps, they say, we want him off the air. They refuse a $70 million settlement with me over 10 years. I have to bust my ass to pay on that more than I ever made personally before. They lie and say I have $4 million in the bank. All of it was BS. And they said, it's not about money. No settlement. So they can now, with a non-dischargeable judgment of $1.5 billion, chase me around and harass me for the rest of my life. Well, good. I love it. If that's the cost of telling the truth, I don't care. It's fun to be the rebel. It's fun to be the maverick. And I just love it. I love it. I love the fact that they hate me so much. Both my grandfathers were in World War II. One was a fighter pilot. The other was a B-17 pilot. Flying cross, whole nine yards. And you have this, they didn't have really good radar then. They had it on the ground, but not the planes. And they didn't have good topography maps. But they knew to go to the factories and military bases because the Germans put up their flak guns and they saw the flak, the explosions of shrapnel, and they flew into it. But just like my grandfather Jerry Jones flew into the flak over Italy and Germany, I'm flying into the flak and I love it. And their attacks are my radar. I go to where I'm being punched in the face and attack the hardest. That is my heat-seeking missile and I love it. I love it. I love it.
Alex, I appreciate you being here. You mentioned G.W.F. Hegel a few minutes ago, and I will just finish with interpretation. He spoke in a lot of, his language was sort of impenetrable, but one of the things he said about history is, he said this, the owl of Minerva spreads its wings only with the setting of dusk. The owl of Minerva spreads its wings only with the setting of dusk, which means that the wisdom of history reveals itself only once it's passed. So we will see where this all goes, you and I, and we will have more conversations, I hope. And I appreciate you being here, and good luck with your paperwork today. It sounds unpleasant, but I get that you're over the target. So appreciate you being here.
Appreciate you. And people can find the Forbidden Show at Real Alex Jones on X. Please follow me there at Infowars.com until the 13th. Where it goes up on the chopping block and the Patriots are trying to buy it, but Soros through Media Matters is probably going to buy it, shut it down as some celebration. And they're going to try to, you know, like a Roman standard, they've captured, mounted on the wall. It's only going to make us bigger because we know we're winning. We only lose if they convince us that we've lost. We're winning. Humanity's turning the tide. Dr. Drew and crew, look forward to talking to you soon.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host this evening, Chase Geiser. It is almost 5 p.m. Central. We will be on the air for the next 3 hours together, 2 hours of news and clips, 1 hour of calls per usual. We've got just 3 short minutes left of this segment, folks. This week on the AlexJonesStore.com, we had an amazing blowout sale. We sold out of the gummies basically in like 48 hours. Even though we ordered thousands of units, we have more coming in of the gummies that will be available on the 25th of October. Until then, we have launched the CMOS capsules, which are supposed to be even more potent than the gummies for reasons I do not understand, but the capsules are available now for purchase. So if you just really want the CMOS in your life and you don't want to wait till the 25th for the gummies, which were one of our most popular products ever, then I highly recommend checking out the CMOS capsules. Everything's the same. The only difference is the medium. It's the capsule version of the gummies. Please check it out now at thealexjonesstore.com, because we don't know what's going to happen to InfoWars. We don't know if it's going to be bought by Soros through Media Matters and shut down, if we're going to be able to have some patriots wrangle together and buy InfoWars so that we can stay on the air and they keep Alex Jones as CEO and they keep all the crew, and some miraculous turn of events akin to what happens at the end of Star Wars with the Death Star exploding and Han Solo coming back just in the nick of time to make it possible. We're hoping for a miracle. We're praying for a miracle. We've seen several miracles this campaign season, especially with Donald Trump surviving what seems to be assassination attempt after assassination attempt. But in the event that no miracle occurs next month, on November 13th, and we are shut down by the leftist forces that want to conglomerate all political power into one new world order, one world government, then the Alex Jones Store is absolutely imperative to keeping Alex Jones on the air in one way or the other. Alex Jones operating, broadcasting every single day, because we're not going to take any time off. We're not going to skip a beat. We are going to start broadcasting immediately after the leftists attempt to shut down this network. And I'm looking at the desk. It's amazing how many incredible articles have come out just since the War Room on Friday afternoon. But I'm seeing InfoWars banners all across all these, because I pretty much exclusively cover InfoWars articles when I host. And they just say InfoWars, InfoWars, InfoWars. And how next month the leftists want to make it illegal for us to even use the name InfoWars. It's plastered over everything. We've always given away all of our broadcasts free, fair use, rebroadcast anywhere, no charge, upload the clips, download the clips. We don't care. We never file any copyright infringement. And they're trying to take away that which we have given the American people for decades, that which we have given humanity itself for decades. They are trying to take it away. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. Incredible fundraiser shirts. Optimal Human, which is an incredible powdered green that you can mix into any water and drink and get all your vitamins every single day. We've got the capsule version of the CMOS, an incredible source of natural iodine that will blow you away. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and give the middle finger to the New World Order, please. More on the other side. All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case. But I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now. Because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
A recent video going viral shows Israel's finance minister saying that the Jewish state must extend into Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt, Syria, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia. But he's been saying this for over a year.
Look, the Jordanians, for starters, did not like the statement, but even less the setting of the stage, with Smotrich giving the statement gave the address with on the podium was a map of Greater Israel that includes parts of modern day Jordan, and that's what got Amman to blast the statement. They said that Smotrich's actions constituted an act of reckless incitement as well as a violation of international norms and the peace agreement between Israel and Jordan. The deputy speaker of Jordanian parliament took it a step further, calling on the Jordanian military to, quote, take up arms, and saying that all options should be on the table for Jordan given the extremist statements.
Some Israeli soldiers wear the Greater Israel patch on their uniforms. Many Israelis believe it is prophesied by God, and the radical American prophecy Christians agree.
But what I'm saying is I believe eventually our borders will extend from Lebanon to the Great Desert, which is Saudi Arabia, and then from the Mediterranean to the Euphrates. And who's on the other side of the Euphrates? The Kurds. And the Kurds are our friends. So we have the Mediterranean behind us, the Kurds in front of us, Lebanon, which really needs the umbrella of protection of Israel. And then we're going to take, I believe we're going to take Mecca, Medina, and Mount Sinai and purify those places.
You know, it's going to happen.
Ukrainian President Zelensky has said that he wants his country to become a big Israel. And while young Ukrainians are sacrificed for the U.S. State Department war with Russia, Jewish settlers from Israel are setting up homes in their place. We are told that Israel is defending themselves from Hamas, but a leaked telegram from Israel states that Hamas served as a useful countergroup against the PLO. In 2019, Benjamin Netanyahu said, "Anyone who wants to thwart the establishment of a Palestinian state has to support bolstering Hamas and transferring money to Hamas." The CIA, MI6, Mossad, and their intelligence counterparts have a long history of fostering terrorist groups and using them as the boogeyman to sell non-stop illegal wars in the Middle East. And do not forget that after 9/11, the United States Department of Defense planned on invading 7 countries.
I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the joint staff who had used to work for me, and one of the generals called me and he said, "Sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second." I said, "Well, you're too busy." He said, no. He says, "We've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq." This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, "We're going to war with Iraq. Why?" He said, "I don't know." So I came back to see him a few weeks later, and by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, "Are we still going to war with Iraq?" And he said, "Oh, it's worse than that." He said, "I just got this down from upstairs," meaning the Secretary of Defense's office, today. And he said, "This is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran."
Israel and the United States continue to bomb Lebanon, murdering countless civilians, shooting young children in the head, and pushing closer to a war with Iran, a war that will inevitably pull Russia into the conflict. Why this is all happening is not entirely clear, but the late naval intelligence whistleblower, William Cooper, believed that he knew the answer.
Israel was created as the instrument to bring about the Battle of Armageddon and the fulfillment of prophecy, a war that will be so terrible, where nuclear weapons will be used, so that the American citizens and the other people of the world will get down on their knees and beg for no more war. And what is the answer to that? They're going to be told the only way we can guarantee no more war is if we destroy the sovereignty of nations and we come together as one humanity in a one-world government.
Right. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser, keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Alex Jones Show. I am your host this evening, Chase Geiser, for the next 2 hours and 54 minutes. We are going to be covering the news, breaking down all of the headlines, all of the clips, and taking your calls in the final hour. Open lines as always, so keep those phones close by. Dial in 2 hours. We've got this breaking news from today. Assassination attempt number 3. Armed man who said he wanted to kill the president arrested outside Trump's Coachella rally. Couple of main quotes from that article by the great Jamie White on InfoWars.com. Quote, we arrested a man trying to get in the perimeter with two firearms who ended up saying he was going to kill the president. We probably stopped another assassination attempt, says Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco. Arrest occurred in wake of two previous alleged assassination attempts on former President Trump, but suspect already released from custody on $5,000 bail. Unbelievable. An armed man was arrested Saturday outside former President Donald Trump's MAGA rally in Coachella, California, after he allegedly said he wanted to kill the president. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco told the Epoch Times that his department arrested a man who was in possession of two firearms outside the perimeter of Trump's event in Coachella, 130 miles east of Los Angeles. Saying again, we arrested a man trying to get in the perimeter with two firearms who ended up saying that he was going to kill the president. Bianco told the outlet, adding the individual was carrying fraudulent VIP and media passes at the rally checkpoint. And they say this is the third attempt, but we know it's the fourth if we count what happened in Tucson. I don't want to beat a dead horse or belabor the point, but the fact of the matter is the leftists, the Democrats, the globalists have failed the American people so abundantly over the course of the last several years that the population of the American nation has become abundantly populist in and of itself. It realizes that our problems are no longer right versus left, but the people versus the political class. And so they have to resort to assassinating their political opponents because they cannot beat them in fair elections. They can't even beat them in rigged elections because support for Donald Trump is officially too big to rig. It's just too big to rig. And we have them admitting this. We're going to show you clip number 27 here in a moment. This is not a good sign. Marr rips Dems for using Tim Walz to connect with black male voters. Let's run clip number 27 and then I'll show you example after example after example of leftists freaking out as this election comes to a head with just a little over 3 weeks until the fate of America and humanity is decided. Clip number 27.
It's 25 days before the election, and I gotta say, it's not looking that great for the Democrats. I mean, this is not a good sign, you know, when you have an African-American candidate. You probably shouldn't be having to shore up your support among black men, but that's what's going on. Tim Walz is headlining a voter engagement event tonight with black men. Who better to connect with young black men than Tim Walz? Because apparently Michael Bublé was unavailable. Meanwhile, Kim Kardashian's like, hello. But, no, Obama even came out yesterday to scold. I mean, he was scolding. Well, I don't know, last month of the convention, he was no scolding. Now he's scolding. He was saying, you gotta vote for Harris. But of course, for some young, especially the younger black men, it's a tough choice. Harris is African American, but Trump has a sneaker line. So,
yeah, they really dropped the ball. They really dropped the ball. In their efforts, I'm going to show you some clips of some black men analyzing some of the Kamala Harris campaign stuff going on here, but let's just get through this Bill Maher stuff. I want to show you clip number 38, Maher mocking Kamala's media blitz. She went to places where the ass is pre-kissed. Let's watch clip number 38.
Okay, so I was mentioning in the monologue there's some sobering statistics for the Democrats this week about the election, which is only a little over 3 weeks away. I'm taking this from Andrew Sullivan's column. He says, at this point in 2020, Biden, with far fewer resources than Harris has, was 10 points ahead of Trump. And in 2016, Hillary was 6 up. And she is only 2.6 up. Pennsylvania, Biden was up 7 at this point. She's up 1. Michigan, Biden was up 8, and she's tied. Now, we're all in our bubbles, okay? And that's one reason I'm glad you're here, because a lot of people are saying, I don't care about any of this. How could anyone think about voting for Trump? And that's why you're here, Buck, to answer that question. And we're going to get to that. But it does not seem like she is closing the deal. This week she did a media blitz. Yeah. She went to Howard Stern and Stephen Colbert and The View. Places where, you know, I would say the ass is pre-kissed. am I wrong?
No.
No.
And while she's doing The View and some podcast called Call Me Daddy or something like that, and these other just favorable placements, even 60 Minutes she probably thought was favorable. While she's doing all these friendly outlets, she's bombing there, looking like she's totally dropping the ball. It's obnoxious. She's caught reading a teleprompter when she's on Oprah. It's unbelievably disgusting how incompetent and lacking of just utter talent this woman is running for office. It's no wonder that she's losing in the polls, and they still have to say that she's winning in the polls, even though the numbers are way down. I mean, we saw how close the election was, close, quote, in 2020. And by all of the 2020 standards, Kamala Harris is just getting absolutely murdered politically, metaphorically here. She is murdered in the polls, way less popular than Biden. We know there's going to be a lower turnout than 2020. It's very likely that there's going to be a lower voter turnout than 2020, because that was in the middle of this massive pandemic. Everybody had an abundance of time on their hands. Everyone was focused on social media in a way that they aren't now. We know that Trump is going to have the same amount of support coming out for him, but the Democrats are just going to lose turnout because there's no enthusiasm whatsoever for Kamala Harris or Tim Walz. But I wonder why. Why is it? What could it possibly be that is, I don't know, just swaying voters to not care about a word that she says or not be enthusiastic about her policies whatsoever? Between amnesty and ads like this, clip number 19, I think it's pretty obvious that she just sucks. Let's watch clip number 19 here in this cringe new Kamala ad begging men to vote for a woman.
I'm a man.
I'm a man.
I'm a man, man.
What is
I'm
man,
man enough.
I'm man enough to enjoy a barrel-proof bourbon.
Neat.
Man enough to cook my steak rare.
Man enough to deadlift 500 and braid the out of my daughter's hair.
You think I'm afraid to rebuild a carburetor? I eat carburetors for breakfast.
I ain't afraid of bears.
That's what bear hugs are for.
I'll tell you another thing I sure as shit am not afraid of. Women. I'm not afraid of women.
I'm not afraid of women.
They want to control their bodies? I say go for it.
They want to use IVF to start a family? I'm not afraid of families.
You want to be childless cat lady? I'm always what you want.
Woman wants to be president?
Well, I hope she has the guts to look me right in the eye and accept my full-throated endorsement.
Because I'm man enough to support women.
Man you just described Kamala Harris's full-throated.
Man enough to admit I'm lost, even when I refuse to ask for directions.
Man enough to not ban young women from reading Little Women.
Or one of those pants books.
I'm man enough to raw dog a flight. It sucked.
What?
Not worth it. I'm man enough to be emotional in front of my wife.
In front of my kids.
In front of my horse.
What?
I'm man enough to tell you that I cry at Love Actually.
Good Will Hunting.
West Side Story.
That and Predator.
And I'm sick of so-called men domineering, belittling, and controlling women just so they can feel
this
more power.
This is my first time watching
this
video.
That's not how my mama raised me.
I love women.
I love women who support their families.
Women who decide not to have families.
Women who take charge.
And I'm man enough to help them win.
Do you know there's somebody in my neighborhood that actually has a Harris Waltz sign out in their yard? And I'm not a leftist, so I'm not going to vandalize or destroy that sign. I don't believe in that. I'm just going to put a Trump sign out in my yard and defend it to the lawful extent of the law here in Texas, which means if anybody touches it, I'm going to shoot them in the face. But it's just so infuriating after you see ads like that, clips like that, statements like this. All this evidence, headline after headline, stack after stack, article after article of how incompetent and evil and corrupt and just stupid, abundantly dangerously stupid these people are. When you see a sign out in somebody's yard that supports it, somebody in your neighborhood, somebody of your socioeconomic status that should know better, probably college educated, probably successful, probably a house with two working professionals. I mean, these are people that are not supposed to be stupid. These are people that are supposed to have IQs above 100, making the abundantly stupid decision to support Harris Waltz. I just cannot believe it. And even more frustrating than seeing a cringe ad like that and then support for Kamala Harris is seeing clip number 26 here, where Harris pledges amnesty for millions. We understand now that the reason they left the border completely open is so that over 20 million people can come into this country, so they can be shipped to swing states like Ohio. And then so that if the Democrats win this election cycle, they can grant amnesty to these 20 million people and then just initiate, manifest the fact that the United States of America will then become a one-party state indefinitely until total collapse and then civil war, whether it's in 10 years or 100 years from now. Is that what they want? I mean, unbelievable. Watch clip 26.
So my pledge to you is that by the grace of God and hopefully with your support as well, when I am elected president, I will bring back that border security
$62,000
bill, and
Tiffany
I will sign it
necklace.
Into law and do the work of focusing on what we must do to have an orderly and humane pathway to earn citizenship. And one of the biggest problems with failure to have...
You know, I thought since 1933 a brown suit was taboo.
...is that we have not given them the pathway to earn their right to citizenship. And that is, again, that is one of the priorities for me, frankly, in terms of my motivation for what I know we must do. And I think it's... I think it should compel us to agree they should not have to live in fear, but should have an ability to be on a pathway to earn their citizenship. So it is one of my priorities.
Well, absolutely disgusting. I mean, they admit it. They don't even try to hide it anymore, as Alex Jones says. They're not even trying to cover it up. I remember a time in the United States of America where our corrupt politicians, our supervillains, were so competent, so good at their supervillainy that they actually did cover their tracks, that they lied so well that you had the benefit of the doubt and you couldn't really pin down what they were doing with certainty because there was just an odicum, a modicum of doubt as to what they were really doing. But now we've arrived at this place in our politics where the supervillains don't even try to cover up what they are doing. They don't even do what they're doing in the name of some noble cause. I mean, at least Hitler, as evil as he was, claimed that he was trying to do what was in the best interest of Germany. Turns out he was wrong, and millions upon millions of Germans died, and they totally lost everything in World War II. Turns out they did terrible things. Stalin, evil as he was, did what he was doing in the name of this collectivist ideal of communism for the sake of the working class people of Russia. Turns out he was an evil bastard too. Turns out, yeah, millions upon millions of people died. Mao, turns out he was, you know, evil after all, with 50 million people killed in the Great Leap Forward between 1958 and 1962. But at least he did it in the name of industrializing China and bringing China into the future so that it wouldn't become some moot talking point of some history lesson. But now we have these Democrats leading our country. They're not even coming out in the name of some real good, in the name of some greater good. They're just saying things like, yes, we want to take away your guns. We don't believe that you have a Second Amendment right. And we want to amend the Constitution so that you don't have freedom of speech, because it turns out freedom of speech is really just getting in the way of democracy. And when the Supreme Court doesn't agree with us, we just want to expand the Supreme Court so that we can water it down with leftist judges and make it rule in our favor from now on. And we also want to open up the borders entirely so there's no national sovereignty, and then grant all of the invaders citizenship when they come in so they vote for us, and there's never any representation of half of America ever again, the half that we don't like ever again in the future of the United States of America. I mean, they are just telling you how evil they are right before your eyes, while the media in clip number 37 just weeps and cries that Gen Z doesn't support them. It's unbelievable. Watch.
I had thought that Trump's debate performance would disqualify him. Then in the end, looking at the two candidates side by side, which the American people have been waiting weeks and months to see, that just as Biden's performance cost him the nomination, that Trump's performance would cost him the election. And I've had to walk that back a little bit because I think the race is dead even. I don't follow the national numbers at all. It's the seven states, and in every one of those seven states is within the margin of error. In fact, it's half the margin of error. So there's no way to call it right now, which is why he's 4%, and that's it. These 4% races are impossible to predict. Now, they could all go for Harris. They could all go for Trump. But I'm questioning whether these undecided voters are even going to participate. I know you're going to play some sound.
Yeah.
But make no mistake, we are on a pin's edge right now. And the essential key point of this is that who they vote for is the next president of the United States.
So, Frank, let's listen to what some of the focus group participants had to say about why they are still undecided.
Raise your hand if you are undecided still at this point. If the election were held today, who would you vote for? If you had to pick, if the election were held today, between Trump, Harris, a write-in, and not voting.
Yeah, I think I'm going to vote for Kamala Harris. I just can't get over what happened in 2020 and what's been reaffirmed in the debates and the general, statements made during the campaign. Not just the riot, but the alternative slate of elector schemes is a bridge too far for me.
Angelo, just if you can ask briefly, you've been, a little bit leaning Harris, and I know tonight you raised some concerns. Why are you in the write-in camp right now?
In my opinion, the more I look back into it, the more I watch the debate, the more I look into her campaign, I cannot trust her. I'm not going to vote for Trump, but the more I think about it, the more I just don't know if I can vote for her, because I just do not trust her. I'm more inclined to write someone who I feel like would best represent me through my vote.
Aisha, how about you? You raised your hand. If you had to vote today for Harris, why Harris?
I just want to see what she will do, because I know she's going to have to run again later. So I'm hoping she will be an exemplary president for this term. That's my only reason.
Okay. And Abigail, how about you?
I need to... Some people said some things tonight that motivated me to do a little bit more research about the other side to January 6th that I haven't heard about before. But the thing is, I do not want to vote for someone. I do not want to tell my children I voted for someone that actually threatened democracy.
In fact, she's thinking she's going to have children.
Think a little bit more.
It means that she's probably going to vote for Donald Trump.
Oh, okay. So first of all, we thank everybody for participating. Absolutely no bad things to say about people who participate in these conversations.
Right before she says bad things about it.
But does anybody at this table need to take a deep breath? Because I do. I just do.
We've been listening to Undecided.
So they're freaking out. This is the point of the whole clip. I don't want to, torture you with clips from MSNBC any more than absolutely necessary. Not only is it terribly insulting how inaccurate they are in the reporting of virtually everything, but it adds insult to injury how boring they are about it too. I mean, it's just sad, washed up pundits with their
perfect hair. I guess it's supposed to be perfect. And then their corny suit. I just there's something about the whole aesthetic of mainstream media that just insults me as an American, because they don't even try to be cool in any way, shape, or form, or original in any way, shape, or form with their fake backdrops, and they throw up a flag and a capital and a monument, and then they got the landscapes on the other screen that doesn't even make any sense. What the hell is going on aesthetically? I can tell you right now that if we threw up a background like that before Alex Jones sat in this chair, he'd be like, what the hell is this behind me right now? Right? So when I watch these other shows, these other networks, I am particularly sensitive to some of the production decisions that are being made by people with absolutely no taste. I think it's Dave Rubin. He's a famous producer. Doesn't play any instruments. He's a guy that's kind of bald with a really long beard. He's done a bunch of cool records. I think he's worked with the Black Keys. He's did a documentary with Rick Rubin. Thank you, Rick Rubin. I did a documentary where he listened to some old Beatles songs with Paul McCartney. And one time he was asked, you know, how is it that you're able to produce all these amazing records even though you don't play any instruments? Please get this guy off the screen. It's like distracting how dorky and lame he is. I mean, that's just, thank you. Oh. And he said, I have good taste. I'm able to produce these great records because I have good taste. And that's what bothers me so much about the Anderson Coopers and the CNNs and the MSNBCs, is not only can they not play the instrument that is their job of speaking the truth of the news or reporting or broadcasting to the American people, they can't play the instrument, but they also have just terrible taste. That's one of the reasons why I'm so proud to work here at InfoWars, and why it's so bothersome to me that they're trying to shut it down, is because regardless of what you think about InfoWars, whether you trust it or not, whether you think it's fake news or real news, whether you think Alex Jones is right about the future or just lying about everything, you have to admit, this is a pretty damn cool network. It's pretty awesome that over the course of the last 30 years, we were able to declare an information war on the establishment, and up to this point, win. Really? I mean, we have woken way more people up than we have turned away. They have to reach back 10 years to make claims about inaccuracies. Why is it that the mainstream media won't let the one thing Alex Jones may or may not have gotten wrong 10 years ago go, when CNN got 10 things wrong 1 hour ago, when MSNBC got 10 things wrong 1 minute ago, when ABC, NPR, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, all these outlets, especially the Washington Post owned by Bezos, they're getting things wrong every single day. They're just blatantly lying in the polls every single day, but they can't let the one questionable judgment that Alex Jones made 10 years ago go. They just cannot let it go. Let me tell you something about Sandy Hook. Whatever you think about Sandy Hook, nobody's made more money off those dead kids than their lawyers and the parents. You want to talk about exploiting dead kids for money? You want to talk about it? Nobody has exploited those dead kids more than their parents and their parents' lawyers. I'm sorry, but that's the truth of the matter. If my kids die in a school shooting, God forbid, you better bet your ass I'm not going to be suing anybody in the name of my dead kids so I can make $1.5 billion. Because I'm not a shitty person. I'm sorry. That's just how I feel about it. And there are guys here in the crew that have had babies this week. Harrison Smith is out. Wilson is out right now on paternity leave for the 2 weeks off they get with their new babies. There are members of this crew that are starting families right now. None of these lawyers seem to give a damn about them. They just want to shut it down and try to render everybody unemployed. Is that what they want to do? Fine. I tell you what, though, it doesn't do anything to dampen one's resolve when there's an attack on their family. In fact, it does quite the opposite. It catalyzes and inspires such a fire within the bellies of those who are under attack that there will be a reckoning the likeness of which these leftists have never seen. I swear to God, there will be a reckoning the likeness of which these leftists have never seen. If they shut this place down, I know that you will go to thealexjonesstore.com and fund the next operation and fund Alex Jones to ensure that he stays on the air indefinitely. And it will be bigger than this ever was. Just like Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars A New Hope, if you strike me down, I shall become far more powerful than you ever could imagine. That's exactly what's going to happen to Alex Jones, this crew, this network, and the truth itself. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. Get the CMOS capsules, get the fundraiser shirts, and be the reason that Alex Jones will never be silenced. More news on the other side.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have a complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Alex Jones Show. I am Chase Geiser, your host for the next 2.5 hours. We're going to cover the news for the next 1 hour and 27 minutes, followed by a final hour of your calls and thoughts. I have so many clips to go over. Let's just go straight into Jon Stewart. If we're going to do late night television leftist coverage, We got to bounce from Marr to John Stewart. Claims Americans don't need guns to protect their constitutional rights. This is clip number 24. Gun control and ultimately gun confiscation are foundational policies that the leftist movement revolves around. Question is why? Why are they so desperate to violate the Bill of Rights and take firearms away? Let's watch clip number 24.
But at least the Constitution remains intact and is there to ensure that we have the First Amendment.
The Second Amendment is there to ensure that we have the First Amendment.
Guns don't protect our free speech. Our free speech is protected by the consent of the governed laid out through the Constitution. It's not based on the threat of violence. It's based on elections, organizing, referendums, a judicial system. Our social contract offers many, many avenues to remedy these issues and allows sides to be heard and adjudicated. Guns, from what I can tell, seem to mostly protect the speech of the people holding the gun. It's a tool of intimidation. And if I may finish, listen, motherfuckers, I'm not done. It is
so
a tool of intimidation, and one that I think is actually being irresponsibly and recklessly invoked because some people in your crowd thought they might have been shadow banned by Facebook. I mean, for God's sakes, you guys are in Butler, Pennsylvania. The whole reason you're there is because some f***ing asshole with an AR-15 tried to permanently litigate his vision of this country's free speech. That's why you're there. The whole point of a society is...
And the whole reason he wasn't successful is because someone else also had a rifle and stopped him. Are you dumb, Stuart? I mean, come on. Come on. Come on. And he's talking about, last I checked, the person with the gun only gets to represent their free speech. The whole point of the Second Amendment is that everybody in the country can have a gun. So there isn't one person with the gun and another person without a gun. That's what happens when you take away the Second Amendment. Only the government has the guns. Then only their version of free speech is actualized. How are you this stupid? How are you abundantly this foolish and myopic and just totally retarded, abundantly dangerously retarded? John Stewart on late night television reading other people's jokes is now the bastion clarion call of free speech and constitutional interpretation, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show, John Stewart. Welcome to America. America, John Stewart, you're such a hero with your insight because you're so popular and there's an audience that laughs when other people who are paid to be there hold up a sign that says, please laugh. That means that the whole entire country should totally trust everything you say because there's social proof there. And if other people are laughing, then it must actually be funny. Then I'm going to sit with my Bluebell ice cream and my fat wife and my stupid dog and my retarded kid and I'm going to scoop it up and I'm just going to laugh in my lazy boy. I'm just going to laugh in my lazy boy as I watch John Stewart tell me how much that he doesn't want me to have a gun. It's so funny the way he says it, how much free speech only matters if it's protecting leftist ideology. It's just so funny to see John Stewart up there because he's just so brilliant and clever and funny and talented and popular. What is this? What is this? High school again? What is this? Come on. Nobody's watching this crap, are they? Are they actually watching this? Are there millions of people tuning in? Because last I checked, how many millions upon millions of people listened to Donald Trump on an X space with Elon Musk versus watched any of the debates on any of the mainstream media networks? How many people are tuning in to Comedy Central or whatever damn network The Late Show is on? I don't even know if that's what it's called. Is it called The Late Show or The Late Night Show? All I see are clips of Marr and clips of Jon Stewart and clips of Stephen Colbert because people only watch the clips. Nobody watches the show. They have to pay people to be there in the audience. And maybe they're big enough that an audience actually signs up and buys tickets, but they have to pay people to hold up signs to tell the audience what to do. It's just absolutely disgusting to me that we give these people any sort of credibility or weight or credence. Like they're some sort of fashion sayer or seer of what the future should behold for us. Like they have any sort of a vision. Just because we put them on a pedestal means that they can see farther into the future than the rest of us because they're so high up in the altitude that we have placed them. It's absolutely disgusting to me. It's totally a joke. It is some sort of weird cancer. It's malignant, just spreading through our entire culture, our entire species until everyone just catches the level of retard that is pervaded from behind the microphone of that dork. He's actually a dork.
He hasn't done anything good since Big Daddy. Wasn't he in Big Daddy? He was the guy that actually had the kid. That was pretty funny. But it's just, I don't know where to go with this. I don't know what to tell you guys. At least black men are finally waking up. At least the black community, the minority community, is realizing that the Democratic Party has only lied about caring about any of their interests forever. And despite the fact that they've elected black mayor, black governor, black mayor, black governor, black senator, black representative over and over again, Democratic, 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 over and over again, realized now, finally has realized, this community has realized that, oh my God, the people that we have been electing to represent us in office have not been representing us whatsoever. In fact, they've been selling us out and they want to perpetuate our problems because our problems are their platform. They're not creative enough to solve a problem and then pivot to a new platform. They want to just maintain this platform that's always been working for them. They're trying to keep disco alive, folks. They're trying to keep depravity alive. Let's watch clip number 29 here. Watch. Black men slam Obama for talking down to them, telling them to vote Kamala. Let's watch.
Communities is that we have not yet seen the same kinds of energy and turnout in all quarters of our neighborhoods and communities as we saw when I was running. Now, I also want to say that that seems to be more pronounced with the brothers. So if you don't mind, just for a second, I'm going to speak to y'all directly and say that when you have a choice that is this clear, when on the one hand you have somebody who grew up like you, knows you, went to college with you, understands the struggles and
look at that packed Barack Obama
pain
rally.
And joy that comes from those experiences. He's had to work harder and do more and overcome and achieves the second highest office in the land.
Hello, America, and hello, Georgia. I'm Vernon Jones, former state representative from the great state of Georgia, and I'm out doing my normal morning jog. By the way, it's a great day to be in Georgia. It's a beautiful fall day. But anyhow, I just had to pause for the cause. I, like many of you, observed and listened and watched Barack Obama last night as he addressed black men. But as a black man, he did everything but address us. What he did, he berated black men, he rebuked black men, even scolded black men, primarily because we will not fall in line and vote for Madam Lockupper Brother Kamala Harris, because that's her record. As if black men are too stupid that we can't vote our self-interest, what's best for us, our pocketbook, our families. As if we've been immune to the past 3.5 years, as if we don't know that gas prices have been higher under Kamala Harris, food prices higher under Kamala Harris, interest rates on home mortgages higher under Kamala Harris, and runaway borders under Kamala Harris. But you know what? That's what the liberal white Democratic Party did. They dispatched Barack Obama out there to whip black men back on the plantation to vote Democrat. And you know, President Obama, he meant a lot to black people, but he didn't do anything for black people. And for him to want to come down from his mansion in Martha's Vineyard and tell black men how we should vote, really? You don't even live in Chicago anymore. You left your black community, Barack Obama, and you want to tell us how to vote? We're not having that, and we're not voting for Kamala Harris.
So I want you guys to think about the last couple of weeks and the attacks that have been aimed at black men. Now watch this. Not from white folk, but from other black men. We got Magic Johnson, a black man, saying that black men should vote for Harris because that's the only acceptable choice. This is a man who has a black son who thinks he's a woman. Then we have 44th President of the United States coming out and saying that black men voting for Trump is unacceptable. He has the nerve to look in the eyes of black men who are out here working their off, grinding, take care of their families, mature, responsible men, spiritually mature men, handling their business. This man that is worth, some estimates say, of $75 million, has then the audacity to tell these same black men that it is unacceptable for you to vote any other way than what I tell you. I'm just starting to think now, like seriously, like this is all the game. Like this can't be serious, y'all. We're like in some twilight zone where we're just not, like this ain't even real anymore. It's to the point to where it's become redundant and just useless to talk about. It's amazing to me how dumb and just how gullible that they think that we are. And the sad part is that many are just like that. It's really frustrating. Now if a white man came out and told a black man that it's unacceptable for him to vote a certain way, black folks would be all up in arms. All up in arms. You can't tell me that. I'm a grown. But then we allow another black man to come out and tell another black man, a grown black man on top of that, that he can't do what he so desires. This is just, like, listen, let me just say it like this. If there was a black man that was on the Republican side that was running for president, black folks still wouldn't vote for him. Black folks in a recent poll said that they wouldn't even vote for Condi Rice. Condi. They wouldn't even vote for her. They would vote for Harris over Condi. Can you believe that? Black folks said that they vote for Harris over Condi. What? Like, this stuff is just becoming ridiculous, y'all. It's just becoming ridiculous. It's just becoming ridiculous. It's just ridiculous.
About to vote?
Yeah.
Who you voting for?
Trump.
Come on, bro. Harris looks backwards, bro.
What?
Harris.
Man, we not voting for that, man. We voted for Trump, man.
And who you voting for, Trump or Kamala?
Man, Trump. We ain't fucking with that Indian ass, man.
Who, Kamala?
Yeah, we ain't fucking with
that. Why you don't fuck with her?
Because she fuck with them immigrants. I'm black.
So why you riding with Trump so much?
Them Venezuelans taking all our bread.
Hey, Trump or Kamala?
Shit, Trump, be honest.
Why Trump, though?
He used to keep immigrants out, so... You know, we was able for us to get jobs. It's hard for us to get jobs now, shit, because immigrants taking over. And they do it better than us, though, but they taking our...
They're doing better than us, though.
You voting for Trump?
Hell yeah. Fuck Camilla. Fuck. I ain't even going to lie. I'm not for her. Her ass. Swaylands. Fuck them. That's the way. I don't fuck with her.
Like, what would make you want to vote for Kamala?
I ain't going to lie. We was the last two people on Earth. Still wouldn't do that shit.
We're the last two people on Earth.
Yeah,
right. I go with Trump. She ain't no good. I'll put it like that. So whoever wanna believe in going on.
I'm telling you, man, these people are wise.
Y'all turn around then.
So you wouldn't vote for a black woman? It's gonna be the first black woman in office.
Let me tell you something, man. Ain't no man is gonna listen to no woman. Period. Not in your country, or my country, or another country. There's no man gonna listen to no woman.
I mean, but we can make history.
Man, we could, but it's not gonna be history, bro. That's gonna start World War III soon as she get in.
Kamala or Trump?
She's right, Trump? He's right.
Yeah. Come on, bro. Kamala till it's backwards, bro.
Man, what did you tell Kamala? We voted for Trump, bro. What did you tell him about? You know damn well we don't f- Kamala.
Why?
Trump.
Why, bro?
Give out free stamps and everything. You tweaking.
Yeah, that's how you feel.
You tweaking.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I vote
so
Kamala.
Good.
Man, we you and
come on, man.
Damn, bro. You voted for you, so you with that all them Venezuelans. You with all that goofy.
Yeah.
Nah, you know,
have
yeah.
You guys ever seen anything this funny?
Up with you.
That's the funniest thing I've ever seen. I think I'm going to catch a cough. I'm already having a conniption fit. Alex Jones this week used the term conniption fit. I saw it on his Twitter. I didn't even know what a conniption fit was. I had to look it up on ChatGPT. I'm about ready to have a conniption fit. Because that was the funniest video that I've ever seen in my entire life. And they're all absolutely right. The Democrats look down on them as this poor underbelly of civilization, as this meager part of our society with low IQ that we can just exploit forever, and they'll always vote for us because they're just so dumb. They don't catch on if I use some of their vernacular when I speak to them at a rally in Georgia. Or if I suddenly sound Hispanic when I speak to a rally of Hispanic Democrats. Or if I suddenly sound Vietnamese, if I speak to the Vietnamese group, it's unbelievable. The audacity of the Kamala Harrises, the Hillary Clintons, who just say, you know, I ain't no Tammy Wynette, just standing by and as my husband does whatever he wants. It's disgusting, the audacity of these people, that they believe they can fool just everyone. Or they believe that just because people are poor and desperate or live in bad neighborhoods, that means that they're gullible and susceptible and vulnerable to just being fooled by utter evil depravity. It's not true. They understand that their lives are at stake, that freedom itself is at stake, and they understand now finally that the Democratic Party, neither the Republican Party as a party, give a damn about them, so they're voting for the only outsider, the only populist, Donald Trump. And here he is. We're going to run clip number 15 here, and we're going to break down the story, but Operation Aurora has announced Trump promises massive deportation of illegal criminals. Let's just get into some of his promises, some of the developments in the illegal immigration story that has impacted the black community so disproportionately in the United States of America. Clip number 15, and then run 16 of the sheriff endorsing him after that, and then 17 of the Aurora native gangs, and then we'll do 28 as well. So let's just run 15 through 17, and then 28 back-to-back, please. 15.
Walk in and tell them, get the hell out of your apartment. They took over complexes, and they have a radical left governor who's petrified. He doesn't want anything to do with it. He's afraid. He's chicken shit, okay? He's afraid.
Amen.
Here's
the sheriff of Aurora endorsing Donald Trump.
A lot of women that support Trump, especially women who have kids, families, and what's going on in Aurora. I'm a native of Colorado. It's happening. It's real. It's here. And our governor says it's not real. It's real. It's not in our imagination. It's happening.
What is it that you're saying that's real?
The gangs, all that kind of stuff. It's everywhere. It's in Aurora. It's throughout the suburbs. They're spreading.
Isn't that the scary part? I've been
insane.
I'm announcing today that upon taking office, we will have an Operation Aurora at the federal level. To expedite the removals of these savage gangs, and I will invoke the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. Think of that. 1798. This was put there. 1798. That's a long time ago, right? To target and dismantle every migrant criminal network operating on American soil. Who would have ever thought that a president or a future president would ever have to stand here and say such things? Who would think that that's even possible to have to do? So many things have changed in the last 4 years, but that's the state of our country now after Kamala and Joe Biden have just absolutely destroyed our country. We're a country in tremendous distress. We're a failing country. We're laughed at all over the world. We will send elite squads of ICE, Border Patrol, and federal law enforcement officers to hunt down, arrest, and deport every last illegal alien gang member until there is not a single one left in this country. And if they come back into our country, they will be told it is an automatic 10-year sentence in jail with no possibility of parole. And I'm hereby calling for the death penalty for any migrant that kills an American citizen or a law enforcement officer.
Strong, strong, strong. Do you hear yourself? This is clip number one we're going to run next. Vance humiliates ABC's Raditz. And I think it's appropriate that her name is Raditz because that was the very first villain in the Dragon Ball Z series, if you remember, crew. for claiming migrant gangs captured only a handful of apartment complexes. As if it's okay that migrant gangs have captured any apartment complexes in the United States of America. Oh, it was just a handful of people that were just forced out of their apartments. It's just a handful of apartment complexes that have been conquered by Venezuelan gangs as a result of this border policy. You're making it sound like it's such a big deal when it's only a handful of apartment complexes that have been conquered by foreign enemies. Unbelievable here. Watch clip number one.
The incidents were limited to a handful of apartment complexes, and the mayor said our dedicated police officers
that brown suit again
on those concerns. A handful of problems.
Only, Martha, do you hear yourself? Only a handful of apartment complexes in America were taken over by Venezuelan gangs, and Donald Trump is the problem and not Kamala Harris's open border. Americans are so fed up with what's going on, and they have every right to be. And I really find this exchange, Martha, sort of interesting because you seem to be more focused with nitpicking everything that Donald Trump has said rather than acknowledging that apartment complexes in the United States of America are being taken over by violent gangs. I worry so much more about that problem than anything else here. We've got to get American communities in a safe space again. And unfortunately, when you let people in by the millions, most of whom are unvetted, most of whom you don't know who they really are, you're going to have problems like this. Kamala Harris, 94 executive orders that undid Donald Trump's successful border policies. We knew this stuff would happen.
They
bragged about opening the border, and now we have the consequences, and we're living with it. We can do so much better.
Unbelievable, folks. We know that freedom is under attack. We know America's under attack. We know humanity's under attack. We know Alex is under attack. We know the crew is under attack. By these evil globalist leftists, and the best way to support us, folks, keep us on the air, is by going to thealexjonesstore.com, or if you just want to make a donation, go to realalexjones.com, but thealexjonesstore.com. We have amazing Ultimate CMOS capsules, and I'm holding in my hand right now the gummies. These are sold out until the 25th of October, until the day before Hillary Clinton's birthday, October 26th. We want to make sure that we have a massive sale of these capsules and the gummies when they come back at thealexjonesstore.com, because this is the way to fund the operation no matter what happens to InfoWars over the course of the next several weeks. We've got this this major, amazing, pivotal time with this election coming up on the 5th of November. Then, just a week later after this election, which is likely to be contested, unlikely to be certified by the Democrats no matter what happens, we've got the potential death blow of InfoWars itself coming up as Alex Jones battles for the right to his own identity and name itself this week in court. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. Get the Ultimate CMOS capsules, which are available until the gummies come back in stock on the 25th, or get Optimal Human, which is for sale as well at thealexjonesstore.com. Optimal Human is an amazing powder with all the nutrition that the body needs. Gut health and digestion, supports brain health, body balancing, adaptogens, nutrient-rich superfoods. I mean, it's amazing what it's got in here. Vitamin A, C, D, E, K, thiamine, riboflavin, niacin, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, biotin, calcium, iron. It is all just loaded here in this Optimal Human formula. Please get it now at thealexjonesstore.com and the Ultimate CMOS capsules, which are available at thealexjonesstore.com. Not to mention the amazing t-shirt designs. One of my favorite t-shirt designs is the Hero Stupid American Fentanyl the Dragon design. We've got the fundraiser t-shirt, which is the navy blue with the red InfoWars logo and Real Alex Jones on the sleeve. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. Don't just get the amazing products, the amazing supplements, but keep Alex Jones on the air and support the crew as well in this fight for humanity itself. More news on the other side.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90 plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. but this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.